From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Cancun, Mexico, small steps have been taken to address global warming at a United Nations climate conference. Part of the agreement reached overnight concerns a so-called Green Fund to help developing nations combat climate change. Mexico's foreign minister is welcoming the agreement as a new era in international cooperation. But the BBC's Richard Black in Cancun says the pact is far from perfect.
Oh, very, very clever legal wording, managing, for example, to find a way that Russia and Japan can probably get out of their Kyoto Protocol stranglehold as they see it, while maintaining their emissions reduction pledges as they are, a way of managing the new climate fund, which suits both the US and Japan, which wanted the World Bank involved, and developing countries that wanted it to be very much at arm's length from the World Bank. So lots of clever little fudges and tricks. And many of the details are not agreed, but there is agreement that talks will go on.
The BBC's Richard Black reporting from Cancun, Mexico. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will be persistent when it comes to Middle East peace. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Obama administration has not been able to revive direct Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, so it's shuttling between the two for now.
Secretary Clinton is planning what she calls two-way conversations with the Israelis and Palestinians. She says the U.S. will push both sides to lay out their positions on core issues and will try to help narrow the gaps.
America is serious about peace. We know the road forward will not be easy, but we are convinced that peace is both necessary and possible. So we will be persistent and press forward.
She was speaking to the Brookings Institution Saban Forum at the end of a troubling week for U.S. peace efforts. The Obama administration gave up on its effort to persuade Israel to stop building Jewish settlements in the West Bank as a way to draw Palestinians back to the negotiating table. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is defending the controversial tax cut deal he negotiated with congressional Republicans. He says it's a good deal for the American people.
This plan is going to help millions of families to make ends meet because of tax cuts and unemployment insurance for people who've lost their jobs by no fault of their own.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address. The deal would extend the cuts for all income levels. It would also renew jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. The compromise appears to have enough backing in the Senate to move it forward. It's expected to come up for a vote next week. In the Republican address, Representative-elect Kristi Noem of North Dakota applauds the deal. While many Democrats oppose it, the measure is being sweetened to attract more support. It's expected to include ethanol subsidies, commuter tax breaks, and wind and solar grants. From Washington, this is NPR News. Attorney General Eric Holder is defending the methods being used to nab terrorism suspects, including sting tactics like those used last month to capture a terrorism suspect in Oregon. Critics call the methods entrapment. Speaking to a Muslim advocacy group near San Francisco, Holder said he's heard from many Muslim and Arab Americans who feel uneasy and singled out by law enforcement. But Holder also said he makes no apologies for the handling of a Somali-born Muslim accused of plotting to set off a bomb during a holiday gathering in Portland, Oregon. For the first time since American and British troops drove the Nazis out of France 65 years ago, German combat troops are being stationed there. Frank Browning explains why.
French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé called the arrival of German combat forces a strong symbol of the solidarity that now exists between France and Germany. While non-fighting German soldiers have been in France for short joint training missions, and French troops have long been in Germany, the Franco-German Brigade will be posted in northeastern France near the German border. German troops occupied France for 4 years between 1941 and 1945, during which the puppet regime of Marshal Pétain was Adolf Hitler's titular head in Paris, while scattered resistance forces loyal to London-based General Charles de Gaulle were strong in southern France. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
A terminally ill 71-year-old has been sentenced to 21 years in a California prison for holding up a San Diego bank from his wheelchair using a replica gun. The judge says Peter Lawrence could theoretically get out of prison at age 90 when he would no longer be a threat to the public. A defense lawyer says Lawrence wanted to get caught so he would not have to live on the streets. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.